like to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
请打开圣经到哥林多后书第四章。
The message this morning is we do not lose heart.
今天早晨的信息是我们不可灰心。
That expression brackets this chapter in verses 1 and 16.
在这一章经文的第一节还有第十六节都是这么说。
Verse 1, therefore, since we have this ministry as we received mercy, we do not lose heart.
第一节说我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职分就不丧胆。
And again in verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
第十六节保罗又再次地说所以我们不上胆外体虽然毁坏内心却一天新似一天
But let's read the entire chapter together.
让我们一同来读整章经文
Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the things hidden because of shame, not walking in craftiness or adulterating the word of God,But by the manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants.For Jesus' sake. For God, who said, Light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted.But not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always caring about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you. But having the same spirit of faith according to what is written,I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, so that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
哥林多后书第四章第一节，我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不上胆，乃将那些暗卫可耻的事弃绝了。不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己存于个人的良心。如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。此等不信之人，被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像，我们原不是传自己。乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被捆住。心里作难却不致失望遭逼迫却不被丢弃打倒了却不致死亡 身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说，我因信所以如此说话，我们也信所以也说话，自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。凡事都是为你们好，叫恩惠因人多越发加增，感谢格外显多，以致荣耀归于神。所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
A Christian Journal in America reported in 2014 that 50% of the ministers starting out will not last 5 years.
在美国的一个基督徒刊登里做了一个这样的调查，发现了有五成的传道人没有超过五年就已经辞职不干了。
At the time when the journal was published, it also reported that 1,700 pastors left the ministry every month that year.
在那个刊登被刊登出来的时候，也发现了在去年的每一个月有1,700个传道人辞职。
Part of the reason was because ministers had lost heart.
有一个原因就是有很多这些传道人丧胆了。
When Paul writes, we do not lose heart, to lose heart means to act cowardly.
保罗这里说我们不丧胆，丧胆的意思就是变成胆小鬼。
To be discouraged, to be spiritually despondent.
也就是说他们在属灵上已经开始打退堂鼓了。
To be discouraged in the ministry has horrible consequences upon the church.
如果在施工上灰心的话，对教会是有非常负面的影响。
But growing discouraged is not an attitude that only afflicts pastors.
不过灰心丧胆不只是牧师才会面对。
All Christians have to be careful that they do not become spiritually despondent in service to God.
所有的基督徒都必须要小心，当他们在侍奉主的时候不应该会灰心。
Elders, pastors, as well as churches can become spiritually despondent.
无论是牧师或者是长老或者是教会的信徒，都有可能在属灵上灰心。
They lose heart.
他们丧胆了。
Their attitude is, I give up, I quit.
他们的这个态度就是我放弃了，我不干了。
Why should I make the effort?
为什么我要如此的出力呢？
So the Apostle Paul is revealing why he did not lose heart.
使徒保罗就让我们发现他为什么不丧胆。
And he gives us three reasons in chapter 4.
在第四章他给我们三个原因。
In verses 1 through 6, it's because of the ministry of the new covenant.
在第一到第六节这里，我们发现了这个是因为新约的职分。
In verses 7 through 12, the surpassing greatness of God's power.
从第七到第十二节，我们看见了神超越的大能。
And in verses 13 through 18, the renewal of God's grace day by day in light of glory that is to come.
从第十三到第十八节，我们看见是因为神每天都给我们一个更新。
Sometimes Christians may begin to respond to their service to God in a way that manifests that they have lost heart.
有些时候基督徒在侍奉神的时候，他们的态度表现出自己已经丧胆了。
Maybe you have begun to disciple a new believer who continues to struggle with the same sin.
可能你在带领一个新的信徒，他不断的与同样的一个罪挣扎。
And you begin to be discouraged.
你可能因此而灰心。
Or you counsel a couple who falls back into the same pattern of sin after months of labor.
或许你在好几个月，花了好几个月的时间来辅导一对夫妇，不过花了这些精力之后，他们还是掉入同样一个罪中。
Your witness of the gospel produces no converts in 1 year.
或许你为主做见证传福音，一整年都没有信徒。
Maybe you yourself, as you read the Bible, sometimes you feel cold in your affections toward God.
或者你自己本身在读经的时候觉得是非常冷淡的，而且没有非常乏味。
You've been praying constantly that God would open up doors of ministry, and the door remains closed.
你不断的祷告，神开门让你有这个事工的机会，不过门却没有开。
In your own pursuit of practical holiness and Christ-likeness, you feel to be inhibited by unbelief.
你自己在成圣道路，还有更加向主的道路当中，你觉得非常的，常常会，失去这个信心。
The message is, do not lose heart.
给你的信息就是你不可丧胆。
In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9,
在加拉太书六章九节。
Paul wrote, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary.
保罗这么写，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
In 2 Thessalonians 2:13, but as for you, brethren, do not grow weary of doing good.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书三章十三节，弟兄们，你们行善不可丧志。
And Jesus spoke in Luke 18 in verse 1.
耶稣也在路加福音第十八章第一节这么说。
And he told them that men ought to pray and not lose heart.
耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
Paul himself did not lose heart.
保罗自己没有灰心丧胆。
But what did Paul know about suffering?
不过保罗对这个患难有什么了解呢？
It was easy for Paul to say, I do not lose heart.
对保罗来说一定是很容易嘛，他不丧胆不灰心。
He was caught up into the third heaven.
他到了第三重天。
Paul had a remarkable conversion experience when Jesus appeared to him directly.
耶稣直接的向他显现，让他的转变经历是非常的这个刺激的。
Paul was an apostle. What does he know about losing heart?
保罗是一个使徒嘛，他怎么知道什么叫做灰心不灰心呢？
Well, in chapter 1 of 2 Corinthians,
我们在哥林多后书第一章那里看见。
Paul wrote in verses 8 and 9, For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despised even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
哥林多后书第一章第八节，弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
Paul constantly was afflicted in his ministry to Christ.
保罗在侍奉耶稣的当中常常遇见许多的患难。
We read in chapter 4.
我们在第四章也看见。
In verses 8 and 9, affliction, perplexion, persecution,And yet, Paul did not lose heart.
我们在第四章第八节看见保罗四面受敌，而且心里作难，遭逼迫，打倒了。不过他却不丧胆。
So in the midst of suffering, affliction, how did Paul persevere?
所以在面对这一切患难的时候，保罗是怎样坚持的呢？
How did he remain courageous?
他怎么样保持勇气？
First of all, because of the ministry of the new covenant.
首先是因为新约赐给他的职分。
Paul, as an apostle, mediated the Spirit of God as promised in the New Covenant.
保罗是神的使徒，他在这个新约里将神的圣灵带给众人。
The Old Testament spoke of a New Covenant.
旧约里有提到新约。
And the New Covenant guaranteed the forgiveness of sins and transformation of the heart.
新约就代表了这个赦罪的能力，还有新的转变。
God promised to his people that he would secure justification and also sanctification in their lives.
神应许他的子民在他们的生命当中会有成圣，而且会有这个得胜。
That he would remove guilt and rebellion.
他会拿走他们这个叛逆的心，他会拿走他们这个有罪的心。
And Paul was called to be a minister of the new covenant.
保罗就是这个新约的执事。
Observe in verse 1.
我们看第一节。
Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we received mercy, we do not lose heart.
我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不丧胆。
Paul has been discussing the ministry of the new covenant in chapter 3.
在第三章，保罗就写到了这个新约的职分是什么。
Again, the new covenant that was inaugurated by Jesus' death.
这个新约是因着耶稣基督的死而带进来的。
Paul is describing how the glory of the new covenant excels the glory of the old covenant.
保罗告诉我们，这个新约的荣耀是超越了旧约的荣耀。
He writes in chapter 3, verses 7 and 8.
在第三章第七到第八节，保罗这么写。
Arguing from lesser to the greater.
他从小的讲到最大的。
The old covenant was a ministry of death.
旧约是一个死的这个信息。
But the new covenant is a ministry of the spirit.
不过新约是这个圣灵的职分。
In chapter 3 and verse 9, the old covenant was a ministry of condemnation.
在旧约里面就是一个处罪的还有判罪的一个职事。
The ministry of the new covenant is a ministry of righteousness.
新约的这个职事是一个公义的职事。
In verses 10 and 11, the old covenant fades away.
在第十到十一节告诉我们旧约会被除去。
And the new covenant remains.
不过新约却会存留。
Paul was called to be a minister of the new covenant.
保罗就是这个新约的执事。
A ministry that was life-giving.
这一个事工是赐生命的。
Righteous infusing.
这一个是赐给我们公义的。
And ever abiding.
而且是永远长存的。
And as you and I proclaim the gospel,
当你还有我传福音的时候，
we too are called to mediate the new covenant.
我们也是成为新约的执事。
As we communicate the word of God,
当我们将神的话传达出去，
as we proclaim the gospel,
当我们传福音的时候，
the blessings of the new covenant are applied by the Spirit of God to the hearts of men.
这个新约所带来的这个神的福气就是由圣灵放入人心里。
And thereby lives are changed.
就因着这样生命会有改变。
Observe in chapter 3 and verse 18.
我们看第三章十八节。
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
The Spirit of God has removed our innate blindness to Christ.
神的圣灵将我们心里的那种瞎眼给拿走了。
So that as we look into God's Word and hear the Gospel, we see Christ with clarity.
所以当我们看神的话，看圣经的时候，我们能够清楚地看见耶稣基督。
We see the glory of Christ's person, the God-man.
我们会看见基督成为人的这种荣耀。
We see the beauty of his redemptive work for sinners.
我们会看见他赎罪的这个大功是多么的美善的。
As Christ, the spotless Lamb of God, dies in the place of sinners.
因为耶稣基督他是神无瑕疵的羔羊，他替罪人死了。
And as we fix our gaze and our attention upon the person and work of Christ, we are changed.
当我们举目注视耶稣基督他的人还有他所做的一切，我们的生命就有所改变。
See, a person cannot see the beauty and the glory of Christ and remain the same.
一个人不可能真正看见耶稣基督的荣美而完全不改变的。
Because as we gaze at the glory of Christ, you and I by the Spirit are made into the image of Christ.
因为当我们看着耶稣基督的荣耀的时候，圣灵会将我们转变成为更像耶稣。
Isn't that encouraging to know that the Spirit of God is transforming Christians into the image of Jesus?
如果我们知道圣灵就是要将我们改变成为更像耶稣，这个是非常鼓励人的。
From glory to glory.
荣上加荣。
This is progressive sanctification.
这一个就是成圣的道路。
This is the ministry that the Apostle Paul had received.
这一个就是使徒保罗所得到的职分。
And this is the gospel that has been entrusted to the church.
这一个也就是交托给教会的福音。
To proclaim the glories of Christ.
我们要传扬耶稣的荣耀。
So therefore in verse 2 of chapter 4, Paul proclaims that he teaches the word of God accurately.
所以在第四章第二节，保罗宣告他是正确的传扬神的话。
He does not try to tweak the word of God in order to gain a following.
他没有改变神的话来使人跟随自己。
He says, even if our gospel is veiled, I am faithful to proclaim the truth.
他说，就算我们的福音蒙蔽，我还是忠心的传扬真理。
And the fact is, the gospel in verse 3 is veiled to those who are perishing.
因为如果福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
He writes that the god of this world, Satan, has blinded their minds.
因为这个世界的神弄瞎了罪人的心眼。
So that the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, may not shine in unto them.
不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。
So, Paul, rhetorical question. If your gospel is not being received by all, maybe you need to change the message of the cross.
所以有些人可能会问保罗这个问题，如果你所传的福音没有被众人接受，你应该改变你所传的这个信息。
Why speak about a bloody, gory cross?If it is going to be offensive to some,
为什么要讲到一个血淋淋的十字架？因为这个十字架是得罪人的。
Notice the Apostle Paul does not change the message of the gospel.
不过使徒保罗却没有改变这个福音的信息。
In verse 5, for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake.
第五节，我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
This is the motto of the Apostle Paul.
这个是保罗给我们的模范。
And I believe this encapsulates the description of every God-called minister.
这个就是每一个神所呼召的传道人所应该做的。
First of all, we preach Christ Jesus as Lord.
首先，我们是传耶稣基督为主。
This person that we proclaim is the Old Testament Messiah who fulfills all the promises and prophecies.
我们所传的这一位就是旧约里面所讲的弥赛亚，他就是成就神所有的这个预言的那一位弥赛亚。
This person is Savior.
这一位就是救主。
Jehovah saves.
他是耶和华，他是救主。
Is that not an apt name for Jesus?
这个是耶稣应该得的名字。
There is only one name under heaven.
因为在普天下只有一个名字。
Among men whereby we must be saved.
只有通过一个名字，我们才能得救。
That's the name of Jesus.
这一个就是耶稣。
This person is Christ Jesus, and he's Lord.
他是耶稣基督，他是主。
He is The being that has all authority and power.
在他身上就是一切的权柄都归给他。
He reigns over the universe.
他统治这个宇宙。
It is preposterous to say that men somehow determine whether or not Jesus is Lord by their reception of him.
如果我们要说人能够决定耶稣是否是主的话，这个是非常不应该的。
Love Jesus, hate Jesus, but he's still Lord.
你无论是爱耶稣或者你是厌恶耶稣，他无论如何还是主。
And this is the person that Paul preached.
这一个就是保罗所传的人。
And because Jesus Christ is Lord, Paul recognized that he was a bondservant for Jesus' sake.
因为耶稣是主，所以保罗认同了他自己只不过是一个仆人。
It would be incongruous, it would be impossible to profess Jesus as Lord and then somehow act as if you are in charge.
如果你口称耶稣是主，不过你的行为却是反映着自己才是做主的那一位，这个是不可能而且不合理的。
Because Jesus is Lord, we are his servants.
因为耶稣是主，我们是他的仆人。
We seek to serve one another in the church and our families.
所以我们应该在教会还有在家庭里不断的彼此侍奉。
Paul recognized that he was a servant of the church.
保罗知道自己是教会的仆人。
Jesus is the Lord.
耶稣才是主。
So Paul does not lose heart because of the ministry of the new covenant.
所以保罗不丧胆，因为新约赐给他的职分。
Notice this life-giving power in the new covenant.
我们发现了这个新约是赐生命的约。
This life-giving power communicated through the gospel.
这一个赐生命的就是赐生命的约，就是通过福音传出来的。
Verse 6, For God who said, Light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
第六节，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里。叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的身面上。
Paul is alluding back to the creation account in Genesis 1.
保罗其实是在引用创世纪一章那里讲到神创世的时候。
When there was this initial darkness and unformed matter that covered the face of the earth.
因为当时是黑暗一片。
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
神说要有光就有光。
God's word energized the matter and gave vitality to the substance.
神的话就赐这一些事物有力量，还有使他们活动起来。
And now God is creating anew.
现在神重新的创造。
He is creating hearts that are darkened by sin and blinded by Satan.
神重新创造的就是那一些被这个撒旦弄瞎的心眼。
See, through the gospel, God Almighty is giving life.
通过福音，这个全能的神正在赐生命。
And he is dispelling darkness.
他要将这个黑暗给驱散。
As the gospel is proclaimed, God once again is saying, let there be light.
当福音被传出去的时候，神就再次的说要有光。
Light springs forth.
就有光。
We who were dead in sin are made alive.
我们是死在罪中的，却现在有生命了。
When the gospel comes in power and effectually, it causes people that are lost in sin to turn from darkness to light.
当福音传到我们这些罪人的心里的时候，就呼召我们从黑暗那里转移到光明去。
From the dominion of Satan to God.
从这个撒旦的这个权柄底下转到神的权柄底下。
In order that they might receive forgiveness of sins.
这样的话，我们的罪就得赦免。
See, our ministry is not built upon our own innate worth, our own intellect, our own power.
我们的事工不是建立在我们自己本身的能力或者是我们本身的价值。
What makes the gospel effective is the power of God.
为什么福音是有效的呢？这个是因为神的大能。
Paul wrote, "We do not lose heart because of the ministry of the new covenant."
所以保罗写说，我们不丧胆，因为受了这新约的职分。
And neither must you and I lose heart because of this ministry that God has given us.
你跟我也不应该上胆，因为神赐了给我们这个职分。
Sinner, is your heart void of eternal life?
罪人啊，你的心里面是没有永生的。
Does darkness extend over your soul into the deep secret places of your heart?
黑暗就散布在你的整个心里面，达到了最隐藏之处。
Has Satan blinded you to the glories of Christ?
撒旦弄瞎了你的心眼，让你看不见基督的荣耀。
Pray,
祷告。
Pray that as you are exposed to God's word, that God once again will say, "Let there be light."
祷告，当你看见神的话的时候，神会在你的心里面说要有光。
Believer, God has spoken to you and said, "Let there be light."
如果你是信徒的话，神已经告诉你了要有光。
You were formerly darkness, Paul writes in Ephesians 5.
在以弗所书第五章，保罗写到说，你们曾经也是行在黑暗中。
But now are you light in the Lord.
不过现在你却是在神的光明中。
And there is a tremendous implication of this reality of grace.
这一个是有非常深厚的含义的。
If God has shined the light of His Son into your heart,
如果神将他儿子的光照在你心里，
there is only one response to our life that can be made.
你的生命里只有一个正确的反应，
and that is to walk as children of light.
你就是要成为这个光明之子来而行。
For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
因为这个光的果子就是真理，就是这个公义。
We do not lose heart because of the new covenant ministry.
我们不丧胆，因为这个新约的职分。
And we do not lose heart because of the surpassing greatness of God's power.
我们不丧胆，因为神的大能是超越一切的。
Paul.Teaches us in verse 7 that we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
在第七节，保罗告诉我们，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
We have the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ in our souls.
我们在我们的灵里面就得着了这个基督荣耀的真理。
This is a treasure.
这个是宝贝。
Have all the world that you want, but give me Jesus.
你可以拿走全世界，不过给我耶稣。
And yet this treasure is in an earthen vessel.
不过这个宝贝却放在瓦器里。
An earthen pot.
就是用瓦所做的器皿。
In jars of clay.
这个是用泥所造的器皿。
This is a metaphor for human weakness.
这个就是人的软弱的一个比喻。
Does that offend you?
这个使你 得罪到你吗？
To be called an earthen vessel,
如果将你成比喻成一个瓦器，
to be thought of as somehow weak,
也就是说代表你的软弱。
I'm not an earthen vessel, I am a golden vase.
我不是瓦器，因为我是金花瓶。
I'm a silver goblet.
我是用银所打造的这个非常贵重 的杯。
I'm a bronze chalice.
我是用铜所打造的杯。
Paul said we are jars of clay.
不是的，保罗说我们是瓦器。
And yet as God works through our human weakness, it declares the surpassing greatness of His power.
当神通过人的软弱来做工的时候，就宣扬了他超越一切的大能。
See, you and I, we are fragile. We are frail vessels.
你跟我是软弱的，是容易击碎的。
And yet we have within us this valuable treasure.
不过在我们里头却是有这个非常大的宝贝。
See, a jar of clay was easily replaced if it was cracked in Paul's day.
在保罗的时候，一个瓦器，当它有裂痕的时候，就会被换掉。
So you and I are frail.
所以你跟我一样是这个软弱的。
But we possess a treasure.
不过我们却拥有这个宝贝。
And yet God's power is made manifest in our weakness.
神的大能就通过我们的软弱显现出来。
Because when this jar of clay is cracked,
因为当这个瓦器裂开的时候，
and when it is chipped,
或者当它崩了，
the glory of God is able to begin to shine forth more and more.
神的荣耀就能够更加的展现。
In serving Christ, we are cracked. The jar is cracked.
当耶稣进入我们这个瓦器的时候，这个瓦器会裂开。
But the cracks become the means by which God's glory begins to shine forth.
不过神的荣耀就是通过这个裂痕给展现出来。
Later in 2 Corinthians 12,
在哥林多后书十二章。
Paul makes reference to his weakness. He has a thorn in the flesh.
保罗就提到了自己的软弱，他的身上有一根刺。
And he prayed to God three times for the affliction to be removed.
他三次祷告神，叫这刺离开他。
So Paul is under this great affliction.
所以保罗受到了非常大的这个患难。
And he prays, God, will you remove the affliction?
他祷告神啊，请将这患难给挪去。
God says, No, but my grace will be sufficient for you.
神说不会，我的恩典够你用。
Paul comes back to the throne of grace again.
保罗又再次的来到施恩宝座前。
God, I'm asking you, remove the affliction.
神啊，我要求你将这一个刺给挪去。
God again says, No, but my grace is sufficient for you.
神再次的拒绝，然后告诉他，我的恩典够你用。
Paul perseveres in prayer.
保罗坚持的祷告。
God, for the third time, remove the affliction.
神啊，我再三次的请求，你叫这刺离开我。
God says, No, but my grace is sufficient for you.
神说，我不会，因为我的恩典够你用。
Now God's reason for saying no to Paul was not because Paul was not praying in faith.
神为什么会拒绝保罗呢？不是因为保罗的祷告没有带有信心。
No, God had a greater purpose in mind through Paul's affliction.
因为神通过保罗的患难有更加大的计划。
It was to manifest the power of God through his suffering.
神要因着保罗的这个受苦而使自己的荣耀给展现出来。
God said, My power is perfected in your weakness.
神说，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
So Paul responds not in anger or bitterness.
保罗的反应不是充满怒气或者是苦毒。
He responds gladly.
他很高兴地接受。
Gladly, Will I respond to this affliction because your power is being demonstrated in my human weakness?
保罗说，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督能力护庇我。
That Christ's power might dwell in me.
因为基督的能力会护庇我。
So returning to chapter 4 and verse 7.
所以我们回到第四章第七节。
Paul recognizes the fragility, the weakness of his own life.
保罗认清了自己的生命是如何的脆弱。
But God's power enables Paul to continue on in the ministry in the midst of suffering.
不过神的大能却能够使保罗继续的坚持下去。
Verse 8, We are afflicted in every way.
第八节，我们四面受敌。
But not crushed.
却不被捆住。
Perplexed.
心里作难。
But not despairing.
却不致失望。
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
遭逼迫，却不被丢弃。
struck down but not destroyed.
打倒了却不致死亡。
You can read this afternoon from 2 Corinthians 11.
这个下午你可以去读哥林多后书第十一章。
Paul catalogs the great sufferings that he endured for Christ.
保罗写下来了，一一列出了他为这耶稣基督的缘故所受的苦难。
Prison, shipwrecks.
无论是这一个坐牢或者是沉船
he was whipped, he was stoned.
他被打他被石头踢丢
and yet he was able to persevere without losing heart.
不过他却不丧胆地坚持下去
so Paul's life is like a continual suffering that manifests the dying of Jesus in his life.
所以保罗的生命是一个不断受苦的却不断地展现出耶稣基督的死。
See, observe verse 10.
我们看第十节。
Always caring about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
What is the dying of Jesus?
耶稣的死是什么呢？
What Paul experienced that is expressed in verses 8 and 9.
这个就是保罗所经历的，就在第八、第九节那里看见。
Afflicted, perplexed, persecuted, struck down.
四面受敌，心里作难，遭逼迫，打倒了。
What is the life of Jesus?
耶稣的生命是什么呢？
Not crushed.
不被捆住。
Not despairing.
不失望。
Not forsaken.
不被丢弃。
Not destroyed.
不致死亡。
Because the power of God enabled Paul to continue on in the face of horrible obstacles.
因为神的大能使保罗虽然是面临着这个逼迫等等 敌意等等都能够坚持下去。
So it wasn't Paul's fortitude.
所以这个不是保罗自己的能力。
It was his faith.
是因着他的信心。
Faith in his God.
他对他的神有信心。
That God would support him in the midst of the most horrendous difficulties.
无论是遭遇如何大的患难，保罗的神还是会继续支持他。
Hudson Taylor that established the China Inland Missions.
戴德逊就是中国非常出名的一个宣教士。
Someone once said to Mr. Taylor, "You must be tempted to be proud because of the wonderful ways that God has used you."
有人这么对戴德逊说，神那么大大的用你，肯定是让你有这个这个夸耀的这试探。
And Taylor responded, "On the contrary."
戴德逊回答说，相反的。
God must have been looking for someone very weak.In order to manifest God's power.
戴德逊说相反的，神一定是在寻找一个非常软弱的人，为的是要显着他的荣耀。
And Taylor said, and he found me.
戴德逊说他就找到了我。
Do you recognize your weakness, your frailness today?
你今天认清楚你自己是如何的脆弱，如何的软弱吗？
However, we do not want our weakness to paralyze us from serving God.
不过我们不应该让我们的软弱使自己不能够侍奉神。
Our weakness should make us trust in God's power alone.
我们的软弱应该导致我们唯独信靠神的大能。
We do not lose heart because of the surpassing power of God in our life.
我们不丧胆，因为神在我们的生命里有超越一切的大能。
And then last, we do not lose heart because we are being renewed day by day.
最后，我们不丧胆，是因为我们每天都被神更新。
In light of the glory that is to come.
因为将来会有荣耀。
Paul is going to describe the unparalleled, unmatched glory that awaits him.
保罗要一一的描述他将来所看见的荣耀。
He writes in verse 16, "Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outward man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day."
第十六节，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
This earthen vessel is decaying.
这个瓦器是在腐坏。
We witness the outward man decaying in Brother Roger's presentation.
我们在牧师所跟我们分享的那些照片当中，就看见了人的这个腐坏。
Not to pick upon Pastor Roger, we all are in the same condition.
我不是在针对你们的牧师，因为我们每个人面对的都是一样的遭遇。
Why does he look different today than he did in the pictures taken years ago?
为什么他今天看起来跟他好几年前所拍的照片不一样了呢？
Because the outer man is decaying.
因为人的外体毁坏。
See, all of us in this room have a terminal disease.
我们在这个房间里面的每一个人都有一个绝症。
All of us are dying.
我们所有的人都会死亡。
We are aging.
我们都会老化。
Our bones begin to grow brittle and fragile.
我们的骨骼会开始疏松，会开始脆弱。
Knee replacements.
我们的膝盖需要换取。
Arthritis, hearing aids.
我们需要助听器，我们有风湿症。
Hair falls out, hair turns gray.
我们的头发脱落或者是变白。
Dentures, wrinkles, cataracts.
假牙、皱纹，还有白内障。
The outward man is perishing.
我们的外体在毁坏。
Paul was not only going through the natural process of aging, but he was suffering great affliction for Christ.
保罗不只是在提一个自然的老化，因为他也因着耶稣的缘故，面对着非常大的苦楚。
He could write to the Galatians that he actually had the marks of suffering in his own body.
他写给加拉太书的时候，告诉加拉太教会，他身体就带着这一个苦楚的标志。
But he did not lose heart.
不过他却不丧胆。
Now, if you're living for today, if you are living for the joys of this earth today,
如果你今天是为着这个世上的这个欢乐而活
，then certainly you will lose heart.
这样的话，你必丧胆。
Botox.
如果你是在整容
，can only do so much for you.
整容只能够做那么多的事情而已。
We cannot stop the decay.
我们不能够将这个毁坏给暂停住。
However, for the child of God, the inner man is being renewed daily.
不过对神的儿女来说，内心却是一天新似一天。
We're being transformed into the same image of Jesus from glory to glory.
我们每天就是被转变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
You know, it's mysterious. When we think of our bodies, we recognize that we're growing older. We have more aches and pains.
这个是一个奥秘，因为虽然我们看肉体，我们的肉体不断的毁坏。
But on the inside, I feel as young as my 15-year-old son.
不过在内心里面，我却像我的十五岁儿子一样的那么年轻。
Internally, I feel no older.
我的内心里完全没有感觉到自己老了。
My soul is being renewed day by day.
我的灵魂一天新似一天。
So therefore, we do not lose heart.
所以我们不丧胆。
In particular, as we look at the glory that awaits us.
特别的是，当我们注视着将来的这个荣耀。
Paul writes that our suffering is momentary and it is light.
我们的苦楚是自暂自轻的。
Now this is coming from the pen of a man who suffered horribly.
不要忘记，这一个作者保罗他经过了很大的苦楚。
But it's momentary compared to eternity.
不过与永恒而相比，这个才是短暂的。
It's light compared to the joys that await him in heaven.
跟着这个天上的喜乐相比，这个苦楚是非常轻盈的。
His afflictions for Christ are actually producing an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, he writes.
因为今天所为耶稣基督受的苦楚，保罗写到说，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Because he's not fixated on the things that are seen, but on the things that are not seen.
因为我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
He's not longing for the temporal, but he's longing for that which is eternal.
因为他所向往的不是暂时的，他所向往的是永远的。
As he desires the eternal, his soul is being renewed daily.
因为他所顾念的是永恒的事物，所以他的灵魂就每天得到更新。
Brothers and sisters, if you have been raised with Christ,
弟兄姐妹，如果你与耶稣基督一同复活。
Keep seeking those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
你就不断地应该寻找属天的事物，因为在那里耶稣就在神宝座的右边。
Set your mind on things above, not on things below.
你要顾念天上的事，不要顾念地上的事。
I should have asked Brother Translator before I stated this idiom.
Go ahead.
But Americans say, that person is so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good.
有人这么说，这个人是那么的属世，他在天上完全没有作用。
Which I believe is ridiculous.
我觉得这个是荒谬的。
Because most of us are so earthly minded, we're no heavenly good.
因为我们这么的属世，我们在一点在属天上一点好事都没有。
You cannot be heavenly minded and not impact God's kingdom.
你不可能一直向往这天上的事，而在世上一点效果都没有。
What is it that awaits us?
我们所向往的是什么呢？
It is that vision of God that will make us eternally happy and delightful.
就是神以后将来会让我们永永远远的喜乐。
Peter writes that we have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, it fades not away.
彼得告诉我们，在彼得前书那里说到
，An inheritance.
我们会有一个基业，就是神所赐给我们不能朽坏的这个基业。
And the ultimate blessing of the inheritance is Jesus Himself.
这个基业最终的福气就是耶稣基督自己。
To see the beauty, the glory, the splendor of Jesus.
当我们看见耶稣基督的荣美，他的荣耀的时候，
And see, that inheritance cannot be taken from God's people.
这个基业是不能够从神的子民当中抢夺走的。
But the weak child of God might think, but I might be taken from the inheritance.
可能有一些软弱的基督徒会觉得我可能会失去这个基业。
No, here is the perseverance of the saints.
这个就是我们所讲的信徒会继续持续下去。
Peter writes that you are protected through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
彼得告诉我们，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Your inheritance is reserved.
你所得的基业已经在天上了。
And you, believer, are protected.
你如果是信徒的话，你必被保守。
So we have confidence that we will come into the full fruition of our inheritance in glory.
所以我们的信心，我们的把握，就是在这个属天的基业里。
Dive into the deep things of God concerning heaven and immortal glory.
我们要不断地去顾念那一些永恒的事物，这一些是在天上荣耀永恒的事物。
And as you do so, you will find encouragement. Your soul will be renewed day by day.
当你如此做的时候，你的这个心里就会得到每天的更新。
Let me close this morning in Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
让我用传道书第十二章来做一个总结。
There is this poetical description of old age.
在传道书那里就是一个提到人年长的时候。
So I'll read verses 1 through 8.
我会从第一节读到第八节。
Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near when you will say, I have no delight in them. Before the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are darkened, and clouds return after the rain. In the day that the watchmen of a house tremble and mighty men stoop, the grinding ones stand idle because they are few, and those who look through windows grow dim, and the doors on the streets are shut as the sound of the grinding mill is low. And one will arise at the sound of the bird, and all the daughters of song will sing softly. Furthermore, men are afraid of a high place and the terrors on the road. The almond trees blossom, the grasshopper drags himself along, and the caper berry is ineffective. For man goes to his eternal home, while mourners go about in the street. Remember him before the silver cord is broken and the golden bowl is crushed, the pitcher by the well is shattered and the wheel at the cistern is crushed. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was. The spirit will return to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity.
传道书十二章第一节，你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主，不要等到日头光明，月亮星所变为黑暗，雨后云彩返回，看守房屋的发颤，有力的屈伸，推磨的稀少就仔细，从窗户往外看的都昏暗，街门关闭，推磨的响声微小，雀鸟一叫人就起来，歌唱的女子也都衰微，人怕高处，路上有粮荒，杏树开花，杂猛成为重担，人所愿的也都废掉，因为人归他永远的家，吊伤的在街上往来，银链折断，金冠破裂，瓶子在泉旁损坏，水轮在井口破烂，尘土人归尘土，灵人归于赐灵的神。传道者说，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
In closing, let me address two categories of people.
在我总结的时候，让我对两种人讲话。
They're mutually exclusive. You are either in one or the other.
这两种人是格格不入的，你只能够属于一种。
The young and the aged.
就是年轻的或年长的。
You decide. I'm not going to decide for you.
我不会为你做选择，你自己选择你是属于哪一种。
And don't lie to yourself.
你不要自我欺骗。
Solomon here describes old age in a poetical, somewhat humorous way.
所罗门在这里提到的其实是年迈的时候，不过他是以一篇诗来这么提。
No, there is a blessing in growing old because the spirit is being renewed day by day.
如果你是年长的话，这个是一种福气，因为你的灵每天得着更新。
As you near the end of your life here.
当你来到这个你的年岁已经来到了尽头的时候，
Knowing that soon you will come into the presence of God.
你知道你快要见主面了。
The psalmist in Psalm 71:18. He wrote, And even when I am old and gray, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to all who are to come.
诗人在诗篇七十一篇十八节说，神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
To the old and gray, you do not retire in God's service.
如果你是已经年老了，你要记得你在侍奉主方面是没有退休的。
Do not lose heart because you are being transformed into the image of Christ.
不要丧胆，因为神在将你使你更加像基督的形象。
And you have the privilege of declaring God's strength to this generation.
你就有这个权利来告诉下一代关于神的大能。
Let me speak to the young.
现在让我对年轻的人说话。
Remember your Creator in the days of your youth.
你要趁年幼的时候 纪念造你的主。
While you've got strength and vigor, serve God with all of your strength, with all of your mind.
当你还有力气的时候，你要全心全意全力的侍奉主。
And do not lose heart.
不要丧胆。
Because God is transforming your life, your soul, into the image of His Son.
因为神正在将你转变成更加像他的儿子耶稣基督。
Use the blessings and opportunity that God has afforded you now.
你现在就当用神所赐给你的这个福气、恩赐，还有这个资源。
Church, I encourage you, do not lose heart.
教会啊，我要鼓励你们大家不要丧胆。
I want you to be courageous in this day in which you and I live.
我们在这个世上要有勇气。
As you serve one another.
当你彼此侍奉的时候。
As you seek to make disciples here in Singapore.
当你在新加坡这里要为主做门徒的时候。
And even as you seek to make gospel advancement into China, do not lose heart.
而且当你们将福音带到中国的时候，不要丧胆。
Because of the ministry of the new covenant.
因为这个新约的职分赐了给你们。
The surpassing greatness of God's power.
因着神超越一切的大能。
And the reality that you're being renewed daily in light of glory that is to come.
还有神每天使你更新的这个真实。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, how we are deeply humbled by your grace that is in Christ. Lord, we thank you that through Christ we have been blessed to come to you. The holy God that abhors sin. And yet you love us, and you have manifest your love by giving Christ to die upon the cross. Oh, Father, our hearts are encouraged. We desire, Lord, to do more for you. In light of your love and your grace, God, please enable us to serve you without losing heart. God, I pray that you would honor, that you would love, that you would favor this congregation here that meets in this place. Favor them that they might be able, through your strength, God, to glorify your name. Because it's through Christ that we ask. And amen.